I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Libya was relatively quiet today, but the fighting between rebels and Gaddafi loyalists is expected to ramp up again this weekend. That's when the rebel ultimatum for the loyalists to surrender expires. Meanwhile, there's concern about what will happen with all the weapons that have flooded Libya during the rebellion. Germany is particularly worried about how some powerful German-made assault rifles ended up in rebel hands. The rebels say they looted the weapons from Gaddafi's arsenals, but Germany says it never sold those weapons to Gaddafi. As Derek Stoffel reports from Libya, weapons worries abound in the country.
It was no secret that Muammar Gaddafi had amassed a very well-stocked arsenal. Much of it was state-of-the-art, from the latest assault rifles and surface-to-air missiles to anti-tank systems. When anti-Gaddafi forces started this revolution, one of the first things they did was ransack the Libyan military arms depots in the eastern side of the country. Now, with the rebels controlling most of Libya, it seems every young fighter has a gun. You see them on almost every street corner in the capital, Tripoli, at every checkpoint.
It's supposed to be a Kalashnikov.
This is an AK-47 assault rifle. It belongs to a young rebel fighter named Lokman Hamoud. In Tripoli, now that most of the fighting is over, the guns are mainly used to celebrate the victory by the anti-Gaddafi forces. But when this revolution is over, what happens to the arsenal of weapons looted from the Libyan army? Mustafa Mujber says, like most rebel fighters, he plans to hand his AK-47 over to the transitional government.
Please take my gun from me. I have no reason to keep it in my drawer anymore.
And from the new transitional government comes reassuring words that the guns will all be collected in an orderly fashion. For 42 years, the people of Libya have been treated very badly, says Mohamed El-Alaji, the new justice minister. That's why many now carry guns to protect themselves. But absolutely, we will collect all these weapons, he says. But it's not just Kalashnikovs on the loose. Reporters stumbled upon what was, until recently, a secret Libyan military arms depot south of Tripoli, where dozens of anti-Gaddafi men were walking away with anything they could get their hands on. Edie El-Beck shows me what's on offer.
This is different weapon, tank weapon, machines, guns machines, there's a lot of things there.
There is real concern that these advanced weapons could end up being sold on the black market, fetching thousands of dollars apiece in some cases. That's exactly what happened after the war in Iraq in 2003.
Left abandoned, this is just going to slip into the wrong hands.
Fred Abrahams is a researcher with Human Rights Watch, based in New York. He's now working in Tripoli.
The bigger stuff that we've seen, including surface-to-air missiles that can target a civilian airliner, that's the kind of weaponry that could obviously be used by terrorist groups. It should be a top priority, and it needs to be secured immediately.
Abraham says now that the fighting in Libya is coming to an end, the priority should be tracking all these weapons and making sure they stay put.
It doesn't take all that much. You post a couple guards in front of some of these depots, and it can be done. Unfortunately, it wasn't. So many of these depots have already been looted in eastern Libya. Now, with western Libya just coming under control of the rebels, there's a chance to still do it.
This one is explosive bullet.
But it will have to happen soon. There is concern that if people in Libya hold on to their weapons and hide them, they could be used to disrupt the stability of the transitional government. But the bigger concern is that if these weapons are smuggled out of the country, they could fall into the hands of terrorist groups such as Al-Shabaab in Africa or Al-Qaeda. That's why Human Rights Watch is calling on the United States to beef up its intelligence to make sure all these weapons aren't lost in the haze of post-revolution Libya. For The World, I'm Derek Stoffel in Tripoli.